little bit of Ray, the best bits.
JP, the hypocrite.
Easy.
Was sitting in the cinema yesterday and he saw a bunch of young fellas come in who had clearly not paid for the ticket. Could they come from another screening, obviously? Whatever they were at ended. They came in the middle of the film and JP, Judgy J, was all like,
yeah, getting a freebie.
I'm going to ring Joe. Joe's a disgrace, Joe. Then he realised we used to do the same thing when we were in first year in college. We used to do it all. Instead of going to college, we'd spend most of it in the cinema.
We had a favourite cinema that we would go to specifically because the layout meant you could go from screen to screen without getting noticed.
Ken texted, he said, hypocrisy at its worst, with an eye roll emoji. Ken, as a matter of interest, what would hypocrisy at its best be? I think hypocrisy is just hypocrisy. Joanne says, victimless crime, my eye ray probably dries up the price of tickets, from Joanne. Yeah, I suppose, well, what if it's a film? I remember there was one film we went to see. It was called Cherry Falls.
Oh, I remember that.
And we had no intention of ever going to see that. So it's not like we were driving down the price of tickets for Cherry Falls by not paying for the ticket, because we were never going to go anyway. We were just looking for some place to sit. It's a, you know, a lecture hall.
It's a bit like, if you think about it, it's a bit like the in-person version of piracy or illegal streaming, isn't it? Because you're not paying for the service.
But that's definitely not okay.
What's the difference? Not okay. What is the difference?
He's at home there with a dodgy box, lads. He's sitting there munching on his popcorn in the cinema, judging the boys coming in the middle of the screening, but he's still got the dodgy box at home, I bet. Pat says the lads were probably after burning a Lewis before going to the cinema. Was there a smell of smoke? Or was it just burning popcorn? Dermot says that's as bad as grazing on the grapes in the supermarket without paying, from Dermot. And Noel says, I bet JP has never parked illegally without paying the meter, from Noel. Well, JP, it's all coming out now, isn't it?
Shush, keep it quiet.
The expose. Other crimes, I suppose. I suppose that's one. It's like I was just nipping in. Double parking, I was just nipping in. Picking on the pick and mix, another cinema-based crime. Mm-hmm. The pick and mix in the cinema, having a chew before you weigh the sweets, not allowed.
I think I've seen somebody take a newspaper from outside the front of a Central once. You know when they deliver newspapers?
That's theft. That's actual theft.
It's no more of a theft than going to the cinema and watching freebies.
Catherine Thomas coming in. Is she coming in today?
She's out there. Yeah, she is coming in.
Is she? Will you bring her in now? Sure.
Now. All right.
We'll see what she thinks about JP's blatant hypocrisy. Catherine Thomas is joining us ahead of Operation Transformation. Sit down. We're live, by the way.
Are you? Okay, so don't curse.
No F's or Jeff's.
No, okay.
I wanted to ask you about the thing we were talking about, which is a break in the law, but little law breaks. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever... The example we were using was in the cinema. Not pay, you know, going to pay for one movie screening and then going in to the next one without paying, skipping in.
I used to love doing that.
Did you do that? Catherine Thomas did it, guys. That means it's all right. She's terrible. She has endorsed a life of crime. What else? Other crimes.
Oh,
other crimes. There was parking came up there as well.
Oh, sometimes when you go to the you weigh things at the buffets or at the supermarkets or whatever, and you can throw in an extra olive.
An extra olive.
Oh wow, live dangerously.
Catherine clearly goes to Super Value while the rest of us in the Lidl's.
Excuse me, I'm an ambassador for Lidl. I'm always
in
Lidl.
That case, do they have olives in Lidl then?
They do, not once that you weigh.
Fair enough. But you can get a whole range of delicious olives in your local Lidl.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.